please like and subscribe. Let's grow NAI basketball. Thank you. Cascade Hoops Talk, bringing the world NAI basketball one podcast at a time. Hey, Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D. Well, we're getting closer and closer to Friday. The first round of the playoffs is going to play. Hey, when you hear this, by the time you hear this, I'll be packed and on my way to Orange City, Iowa. I hope you have your travel plans for this weekend. Get out this Friday and Saturday. Watch some absolutely unbelievably good NAI basketball. When it gets down to these final 64, every game is hand-to-hand combat and exceedingly entertaining. Hey, today we have Chase Teichman. He's the head men's basketball coach, Florida College Falcons. They're playing the Conta, what do they call it? The Continental Association, and he's in one heck of a bracket. He's going up there to Williamsburg, Kentucky, and in that foursome there is Marion out of Indiana. You heard Greg Tonigal talk about them yesterday, and then if he gets by them, he's got most likely Cumberland's there at home. So he's got a kind of a vicious bracket to get out to get to Kansas City. But why don't we just take a listen to Chase Teichman, head men's basketball coach, Florida College Falcons. Cascade Hoops Talk, Billy D here. Chase Teichman, he's the head men's basketball coach, Florida College. They're the, oh my goodness, they're Falcons. Coach, I forgot there for a second. Florida College Falcons. Thanks for being on, Chase.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And I apologize to all the Florida College fans there. I just had a hiccup there in my there. I've been looking at so many teams this morning, but that's no excuse.
I understand it.
So
I get it.
As we record this, it's the day after the bracket reveal. You know, first off, just how do you feel about, you know, you're taking your team back to the Nationals? We'll talk about the bracket in a second, but what does it mean to the Falcons to get back to the Nationals, a chance to go back to Kansas City? All right, have you been to Kansas City yet?
We have not been. We were really close, but we have not been yet. So
that's right. You missed it by a shot that one year. Okay.
Yep. So that would be pretty special. No, but to be back in the national tournament, it's a tremendous accomplishment. It's something that we're really proud of and excited about. You know, it's our third one in a row, and prior to these three, you know, never been in program history. So we're, you know, pleased with how this season's went so far. You know, like you said, we'll get into the bracket here in a second, but we've got a really tall task ahead of us, just like everybody does. You know, a lot of really, really good teams. And, you know, having to travel this year, you know, last year we got the host, so this will be different, kind of like our first year when we had to travel. So there's different challenges associated with that, but also exciting to go to different gyms and see different parts of the country. So, again, you can spin kind of everything into a positive if you want to. So that's what we're trying to do.
So will you be able to take a bus up to Williamsburg? How far a trip is it?
Yeah, so we looked at everything last night after the bracket reveal. I think the NAI was very, I don't know what word to use, but careful about where they put us because, you know, they have the 750-mile limit. I guess I should say they were very intentional about where they put us because there's the 750-mile limit for what they consider a flight, and we're 730 miles from Williamsburg. So, you know, this is a drive for them. It's about 11, 12 hours.
Oh, my gosh. That is a long ride.
Yeah, we looked at charter bus prices and talked about driving vans, and ultimately we found some cheap flights, so we're gonna fly into Cincinnati, and we're gonna fly out of Knoxville, Tennessee. So using different airports and trying to find the cheapest possible route, that's the less, you know, least strenuating on our coaches and players. So I think we got a good way to get there, and can't wait to get up there.
Well, you could have saved a couple bucks. You could have took some school buses up.
Yeah, we don't have those. We don't have those at Florida College. We got two 15-passenger vans, and you know, not crazy excited about having my coaches drive, you know.
Oh, I know. I was just teasing you. Back, you know, in the day, everybody used to travel in school buses or vans. The buses now are pretty plush compared, but so you're going to have a long haul ahead of you, whether it's in an airport or on a bus. Airports are they've got their own issues, but you'll get up there. Let's talk a little bit about, I want to talk about your season, because you and I talked about this. I talked to Scott Moore a little bit about it. He brought it up. The teams, the Continental teams, because of the way you have to schedule, and you and I've had this discussion before, but your schedule is so front heavy because once teams get into conference play, it's harder to schedule them. I don't see where you haven't been as tested. Let's just say that since the first of the year, how concerned are you about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of stating the obvious, you know. So it's not like we're
well. That's what I do best. That's what I do best. Yeah. State the obvious.
No, but like, you know, it's not. I don't take offense to it or anything like that. And you know, no. Certainly, we played, you know, some formidable opponents in the second semester. But you know, like you said, we have not played anybody that's a national tournament team since the first semester. So it's been a while. You know, it's been a while, and this is where it just comes into how mature is your team. You know, how well prepared is your team? Can they flip a switch, so to speak? You know, do they have to flip a switch? Have they already been in that mode, or are they going to be, you know, have they been lulled to sleep for a couple weeks or a month or however you want to, you know, phrase it? You know, we just have to be really on top of our P's and Q's, because, like you said, we really can't control that about our schedule. We can't ask, you know, Grace or, you know,
yeah,
Langston to want to play us in February. It just doesn't work like that. So we have to deal with the hand we're dealt, and that's what it is. And, you know, that's why we tried to battle test ourselves so much first semester. You know, we played 17 games before Christmas. It was the most in the country. Mm-hmm. You know, seven of them were against national tournament teams from last year. I think another five, not counting those teams, ended up making it this year. So, anyway, I mean, it is a while back, but I mean, I feel like we are battle tested, but yeah. You know, whether we are or aren't, you know, it's going to be really, really tough, to win in this tournament for teams that have just got done playing a top five team, or for teams that, you know, maybe had a lucky draw in their conference tournament and, you know, had an easier path.
Okay. So let's talk about where you're at in the bracket. You're going to Williamsburg, Kentucky. You're playing the best 10 seed that I've seen for a long time. You got to play Marion, Indiana. They are good. I know you guys are good, but boy, that's a tough 10 seed draw.
Yeah, no, they are really good. I thought they'd be higher. I know they probably thought they'd be higher. You know, playing in one of the best leagues in the country. I think they're rated eighth on Massey ratings. You know, they're littered in the top 10 and 20 and a bunch of statistical categories. You know, three of their losses are to the number one team in the country. So they're definitely an unbelievable 10 seed. With that being said, you know, we've had a good year ourselves. Yep. You know, I think Cumberland's Kentucky probably is wondering, you know, how did we get this 7-10 in our bracket? But I haven't looked around at the other ones, but I'm sure the other ones are just as good. I mean, there's just really a ton of good teams. It felt like, you know, after the top, you know, kind of 5 to 10 teams, there's just that group of kind of 12 to 40 that's just so good.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, kind of destined for it wherever you went, if you're in that range. But yeah, Marion's unbelievable. Watched, you know, a good amount of them last night. They do a great job, super well coached. They shoot the ball really well. They rebound the ball really well. They don't turn the ball over. Their turnover rate's extremely low. So, you know, they're not going to beat themselves. We're going to have to play really well to win.
Yeah, I think that's a good description. I would just call them very efficient. They're well coached. They're just efficient. They play strong fundamental basketball. But you know, wherever you go, you and I talked about this before. I mean, you got to beat anybody anyway, right? So you can't really do much about your draw at this point. But how do you, when you look? Okay, you're going to a pod of four teams. Do you just basically prepare for the first game?
Yeah. So I'm really big on not looking ahead. So for me, you know, we're going to prepare for Marion. You know, as a staff, are you going to maybe look at some other teams? Some maybe do a, you know, a bare bones kind of just vanilla scout, maybe on some teams in the future. Probably. I'm going to put all my focus into the opponent that we're guaranteed to play. And I know there's different schools of thought and different ways to do that. But, you know, if we're lucky enough to win that game and I got to stay up, you know, all night, the night of the game, preparing for our next game, then that's just how it is. So I don't want our guys to be thinking about the next thing. So I don't really want myself to you know, I want to kind of practice what I preach. So we're gonna go one step at a time, one game at a time.
You got to be happy seeing or proud to seeing how many Florida teams are in this field. I'm not going to start naming them because I'm going to mess up, but I mean Southeastern, Weber International, St. Thomas, Ave Maria, you guys. I knew I was going to forget somebody, but a ton of Florida teams.
No, yeah, it's unbelievable. I think you missed Flomo and Kaiser.
There you go.
But yeah, no, it's, you know, the Sun Conference is a really good league. It's nice to see that it's finally getting the recognition that it deserves. You know, obviously ourselves as well. And, you know, that's, I think, six teams from Florida out of the 64, you know, pretty remarkable. I haven't looked through to see if it's the most of any state. I'm sure Indiana and Kansas and maybe Texas, California, I don't know. There's probably some good competition, but six may be the most. And I just think it speaks to, you know, the talent that's in our area and the job that our coaches have done to get their teams ready. And, you know, they didn't shy away scheduling this year. You know, a lot of these Florida teams played some really good competition all year long, and I think that they just, again, reap the reward of that at this time of year when your teams are battle-tested, your analytics are higher, you know, you're higher in the ARC ratings, things like that, the things that are the primary criteria. You know, I think the Sun looked at what's kind of happened in years past, and they were like, hey, you know, this is what we're going to have to do to get in the position we want to be in, where we get, you know, half or more of the teams in our league in the tournament, and you know, to their credit, they did it. And, yeah. You know, we're just gonna try and keep our thing going the best we can.
So how do you feel about your team right now, health-wise, just where you're at? How do you feel about the Falcons? Obviously, you have to say good, but...
Yeah, no, we're you know, much healthier than we were this time last year, which is great. You know, that's something you can't control, and you just got to hope and pray for. So we're feeling good. You know, I like the way we played in our conference tournament. I thought we played really well defensively. We held... you know, opponents to, I think, 54, 47, and 60 in three games. So that was good. You know, we had so many – we've talked about it before. We had so many new guys in this team, and, you know, we talked about that so much at the beginning of the year, you know, so many new guys, and comparing it to last year's team, and we really haven't done that in so long. It just feels like this team is now us. It's Florida College. We don't talk about last year's team much.
Yep.
And these guys have gotten to know each other's, you know, play styles really well and gotten to know me as a coach really well. So I think we're in about as good of a, you know, headspace as we can be in. You know, we're really excited for the challenge. I know our guys aren't going to look down on any opponent we're playing anytime the rest of the way forward, because that would just be one of the stupidest things you could possibly do. So I think the guys are really fired up and excited.
Well, Chase, I wish you a lot of luck when you head up there to Williamsburg. You're in a tough bracket. We talked about that. But I wish you a lot of luck. I hope to see you in Kansas City.
Thanks, Billy D. Nothing would make me happier.
Well, thanks for giving me the time. That's Chase Teichman. He's the head men's basketball coach, Florida College Falcons. Thank you, Chase.
Absolutely.
Hey, thanks a lot to Chase Teichman and to Florida College. Appreciate him giving me some time. You know, all these coaches, you probably hear it in all the interviews, it's the day after the bracket's released. Believe me, these guys are so busy doing travel and such when we did this, and I really appreciate them taking the time. Well, I say it every day, but I hope you're getting out there and making your travel plans. Seriously, this basketball this weekend is going to be amazing. There are 16 sites around the country. Really try to get to one of these sites and watch this basketball. It is high level basketball, and I said it before, but at this point in the season, it's hand-to-hand combat. Go buy a ticket. Thank you very much for supporting our podcast. Please like and subscribe. Get out to your local NAI school, because NAI basketball is the best entertainment value in America.